Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nenam Hang Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and the Netherlands are working together to build a trusted, transparent and future-ready supply chain to address global disruptions. Addressing a community program in The Hague, Netherlands yesterday, PM Modi said, "The world is facing a series of unprecedented challenges, ongoing conflicts and an emerging energy crisis." He cautioned that failure to address these challenges swiftly could reverse global development gains and push large sections of the population into poverty. Mr. Modi also underlined India's growing global role, describing the country as a land of opportunities in the 21st century that is driven by both technology and human values.
21st सदी का भारत अवसरों की भूमि है. भारत टेक्नोलॉजी ड्रिवन भी है और ह्यूमैनिटी ड्रिवन भी है. भारत जितना एंशिएंट है उतना ही मॉडर्न बन रहा है. इसलिए ये समय भारत में आपके पुरखों के गांव से जुड़ने का भी है और विकसित भारत की जर्नी में भागीदारी का भी है.
Later, Prime Minister Modi met King Willem-Alexander and Queen Maxima of Netherlands. Mr. Modi was also presented with the historic 11th century Chola copper plates by authorities of Leiden University. After concluding his visit to the Netherlands, Mr. Modi will travel to Sweden today as part of his five-nation tour. In a major anti-drug operation, the Drug Disposal Committee for State-Level Police Stations, PHQ Nagaland, destroyed confiscated narcotic drugs and psychotropic substances, NDPS, worth over 36 crore 57 lakh rupees yesterday. According to Superintendent of Police NNP Puli Charla Ramanaya, a total of 24 NDPS cases were disposed of at the Kohima dumping site Merima, including 8 kilograms of heroin, 31 kilograms of opium, 370 kilograms of ganja and other banned substances such as Ramadol and nitrogen-based materials. The disposal was carried out after court approval, physical verification and completion of all required procedures and logistics. The destruction process was conducted in the presence of senior police officials, magistrates and representatives from Kripa Foundation, Kohima. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima B. Hanok Buchum has issued an order suspending the movement of heavy vehicles with 10 wheels and above along the Kohima to Mao section of National Highway 2 due to safety concerns over weak bridges. The order follows reports from the NHIDCL Regional Office Kohima and PMU Jakhama on the condition of several bridges along the highway. After structural assessments found multiple bridges to be weak and hazardous to public safety, the restriction will come into effect from tomorrow, May 18, and remain in force under further notice. The order warned that violators will face legal action under relevant law. The DC further directed NHIDCL authorities to carry out urgent repair and restoration works to ensure public safety and smooth movement along the highway. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has made the study of three languages compulsory for students from class 9 beginning from the 1st of July this year. The board said that at least two of the three languages must be native Indian languages in line with the National Education Policy 2020 and the National Curriculum Framework for School Education 2023. CBSE has clarified that there will be no board examination for the third language R3 in class 10 and that all assessments for R3 will be entirely school-based and internal. The board said that performance of students in R3 will be duly reflected in the CBSE certificate. The Nagaland State Legal Services Authority hosted a mini legal services camp at Peren yesterday in collaboration with the Peren District Legal Services Authority and the district administration. The program aimed to promote legal awareness and strengthen the vision of access to justice for all through community outreach and public engagement. In his address, Deputy Commissioner of Peren, Hyazu Meru, stressed the need for coordinated efforts between the administration and legal institutions to ensure public welfare and awareness. He also highlighted the importance of providing legal support to economically and educationally disadvantaged communities. The camp brought together judicial officers, district officials, legal practitioners and educational institutions. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.